Newtown, Connecticut. In Newtown today, residents protested outside of the National Shooting Sports Foundation, which is one of the largest gun lobbies in the country. It happens to be headquartered in Newtown, just 3 miles away from Sandy Hook Elementary School. Joining me now for an exclusive interview, one of today's protesters, Susan Ludwig, the mother of two children who were at Sandy Hook Elementary School the day of the shooting. Susan, thank you for joining us tonight. I just want to make clear to the audience, your children survived that day. Tell us what it was like when you arrived at the school and saw children being carried out with bullet wounds.
Yeah, that's correct. I have four children, and two of my kids were at Sandy Hook that day. One is six, and she's in first grade, and one is seven, and she's in second grade. And the day on December 14th, I was headed into school to, I was supposed to be making gingerbread houses at my daughter's, in my daughter's first grade class. But on the way to school, about a half a mile from the school, I saw another parent from the class in the middle of the road, and she was with four of those boys that escaped. And she said to me, "Something's really wrong. These boys are saying somebody's trying to kill them." So I rushed over to the school and I parked my car there and I started to go inside, and there were a couple of police cars there at the time, and they wouldn't let me in the school, so I stayed in that parking lot and I waited for things to happen. As I waited, more and more police cars came, and with rifles and whatnot. And as I waited, finally one of the police officers came out, and he was carrying one of my daughter's Daisy friends in his arms, and she had long brown hair, just like my daughter's, and I had to look very hard to make sure it wasn't my daughter, but it wasn't. But she had a gunshot wound to her head and blood all over her midriff, and he held her there until he could get her to an ambulance. And I waited, and at that point I thought, you know, maybe this is just a crazy parent. And then the second child came out, and she was the sole survivor from the other class, and she was absolutely head to toe covered in blood and flesh, just hanging on her whole body. And her mother was in that parking lot that day, luckily. But when I saw her, I knew that it wasn't just a shooting, it had been a massacre. And so then I started to wait, and I waited, and I watched until, and I just sat there begging God that my kids please be safe. And finally, my kids did come out, and they walked down to the firehouse at where we met with other parents. But there were many parents that day that couldn't find their children, and my heart breaks for them. They live every parent's worst nightmare.
Susan, what did the children who walked out that day experience as they were walking out of their school building?
They were terrified. Some of those children had to walk past their principal, Dawn Hochsprung, dead on the floor in her own blood. Some of those, my children, I'm happy to say, luckily enough, came out the back door, and so they could hear the gunshots and the screaming over the intercoms, but my children did not have to see any of the gore. They just knew that it had happened.